This Advent, we are really excited to hear from some of our church family. Together, we want to be able to draw closer to Jesus as we anticipate Christmas Day. And so running through the month of December, we are going to have a couple of short rooted podcasts that enable members of our church family to share stories that are linked to Advent and also the theme of radical hospitality, which we have been looking at in and through our communities this term. Jesus, who came to the earth as a baby, went on to be the greatest example of love and genuine hospitality to all he encountered. As Jesus' disciples, how can we continue to learn from him, from his life, and from one another's interpretations of what it means to live this out, not just at Christmas, but every day?
Hello, my name's Craig Watkins.
And I'm Kirsty, and we're from All Nations.
Yeah, so All Nations is a community that we've been a part of for a long time. It has many people from many, many different backgrounds and have many experiences and have come to know Jesus in lots of different ways.
So hospitality has always been at the heart of our community and what we're about. So we welcome people within the community from lots of different places, and we're always looking to invite new people from different countries who've come to Edinburgh to work or to study, and to use our contacts through our work or our schools or our friends to invite folk who are not part of church or may not know about Jesus to come along to some of our social events. So we've restarted our monthly Sunday on the All Out Sunday. We will get together with all the children, we'll play some instruments, sing a bit, have a reflection, and then our community likes food, so we share food from around the world. People bring things to share, and lots of folk and friends come and join us. We have restarted our much loved Guy Fawkes Night with sparklers and silly games, and we're looking forward to Burns Night coming round again.
Whoop, whoop.
We've been able to go back to having barbecues, and we just restarted those getting together fellowship times that are such an important part of being together and being welcoming to others.
What does Advent mean to you, and how are you engaging with it this year?
I think what Advent means to us, certainly in our community, is a chance to just pause and take stock, to put aside some special time when we can reflect on what God has done for us personally, and what he's done to all the other people within our community from a personal point of view. In our last All Out, in fact, we looked at a book called Towards Bethlehem, from the Iona community, and it was all about how Elizabeth felt being barren for so long and how her relationship with Zachariah had really struggled over the years, and just the amazing grace and the faith that they had when their son John was born. We also are really wanting to reflect on some of the amazing series of events that led up to Jesus' birth, to remember and relive what it was like when we took our first steps to acknowledge Jesus as God's Son and our Savior, and also to take time to pause and contemplate on our own spiritual journey when we think about the three kings or the wise men's journey to Bethlehem. And finally, we look forward with confidence in what we hope for and with the assurance about what we cannot see. So we pray that our faith will be strengthened during this time of Advent.
So we'll just finish off by reading a poem for you that is also from the Iona community, and that says something about how we can focus on what really matters at Christmas time. So this is a prayer. Holy and gracious God, the season of Advent is so important to me. It's not just the parties and presents, not for me. What I look forward to each year is your coming, your love born again as if never before. But save me from thinking this is just happening to me, or to my family, or to a family of like-minded people called Christians.
remind me that Advent is about everyone, with or without belief or presents or hangovers. And remind me too that Advent is not just for individuals, but for the world and everything in it, for cultures and nations and peoples, for justice and equality, and for enough care of the planet to make hills sing with joy.
Remind me most of all, holy and gracious God, that Advent is about you and your reign over all things. Remind me of how you change the history of the world and hold time and space in your hands.
Help me to see just how big this party is. And whatever else you do, God, please save me from making a fool of myself by pretending that it is my party or the celebration of the faithful few.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to finish our podcast with this prayer. Christ, come into our world of darkness. Light up our lives with your coming. Fulfill all our longings with the joy of your birth. Strengthen our resolve to work for change in our world. Help us to be people who show and live lives of radical hospitality and to share the hope of your birth that each Advent brings. Amen. Thank you.